There is so much symbolism in the Quran. And I mean by that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us messages, hints in every, almost every aspect of the Quran. Stories, parables, examples, subhanAllah, talking about the future, the past, and all these things. There are so many hints in there. And if you miss these symbolic things in the Quran, you'll miss a lot. And that's what the tadabbur is very well needed over here. So take the example of this, the story itself, the cave. Why the story of the cave was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why Allah began the surah with this kind of introduction we're going to come to, inshallah ta'ala. But what's the name? What's behind the name of Surah Al-Kahf? And what is so significant about this to the subject of faith? So regarding where the cave is, first of all, by the way, no matter where you go, you'll find, mashallah, caves all around the world. Says that we have the cave of the seven sleepers. Everywhere. In Jordan, they have one, mashallah. In Palestine, they have one. In Turkey, they have one. In Greece, they have one. I don't know what else, Jama. Does Pakistan have one, Jama? I'm not really sure, but almost everywhere, everybody wants to have this religious tourism so they can, inshallah, again and stuff. Jazakallah khair. Thank you. But the point is, we don't know where. Really, we don't know where. But we know we were somewhere where people can relate to. That's the thing. It's not going to be North Pole or South Pole. It's going to be somewhere where people can be relating to. Now, the symbolism that we see in Surah Al-Kahf, or the name Al-Kahf itself, that when you start going through trials, when you go through difficulties and hardships, what are you looking for? Looking for a shelter. What kind of shelter are we talking about? A solid shelter. You know, you guys, no matter how old or young you are, when you get stressed out and you start, you know, feeling let down and abandoned, where would you go most likely? To your mom. Allah Azza wa Jal is different for sure. But in real world, you go to your mom. And when you cry, what do you want? You want to be kept back again. If she can put you back in her belly to protect you, that would be awesome. The cave is the belly for the believers. It was that shelter they were looking for. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them into that cave to give that symbolism for us. We're looking for that shelter. That means your faith, your iman is your shelter, is your cave. It's not a physical cave, really. So when things get hard and difficult in your life, you need to retreat back to where? To that strong shelter. What is it? Faith. Yeah, but my faith has so many cracks. My shelter is broken. Then let's work on fixing it. Let's make sure that we restore that cave so that whenever, may Allah protect you, had to go somewhere, you'll find a shelter for it. That's your faith here. So this is kind of the little symbolism over here. These people were running away for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking for shelter, looking for security. And Allah gave it to them through that cave. And He made them an example for us subhanahu wa ta'ala. So next time, remember this. Whenever you start feeling, you know what, I need to run away from this. I'm just so exhausted, I'm tired, I'm this, I'm concerned. Go to your cave. Go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to your faith, your iman. You shall find peace and tranquility over there. You know, the symbolism also goes where, jama'ah? In their sleep. Because when you're exhausted, what do you need to do, jama'ah? I just need to get some sleep. I can't even get sleep. So they drug you to go to sleep. But I don't need that, really. I just need to find peace and tranquility with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, it's all symbolism in the story of Al-Kahf. The story of Al-Kahf represents four major trials. Four major trials through four major stories in Surah Al-Kahf. And these stories are interconnected. They're not separate. You shall see that. The first trial is the companions of the cave. That's the first story, I mean. The first story, the companions of the cave, Ashab Al-Kahf. What is their trial? The trial of faith. When you believe and people reject you and deny you, not just that, they're going to go after you because of changing your belief. Because you're not going to follow the, you know, whatever people they assume to be the tradition. They're going to go after you. What are you going to do as a believer here? So that's the first story, and it's a trial of faith. The second story, the owner of the two gardens. You know, the two men who are talking about, you know, their gardens, and someone says, hey, I have more money, I have more things, God favored me over you. And then one guy says, hey, man, just be grateful. If you're not going to show gratitude, this is going to go away. And whatever you think that makes you so precious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can just disappear in an instant, which it happened. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to us about the trials of family and wealth. Family and wealth. I have, mashallah, big family, alhamdulillah. They can support me. And I have a lot of wealth, a lot of money. What does it matter? What does it matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how much you think that your wealth and your people are going to do to you? It's nothing. The third story, and that is about, again, trial of family and wealth. The third story, the story of Musa and Al-Khidr. The story of Musa and Al-Khidr. One of the very unique trials. The trial of what? The trial of knowledge. The trial of knowledge and related to what? What do we seek knowledge for? So can anyone tell me, help me out over here? What are you guys seeking knowledge for? Anyone? Jannah, I understand, but in dunya. But seriously, in dunya, when you seek knowledge, what are you trying to get out of it? Huh? Status? Understand why? Taqwa? Power? Closer to Allah? Make sense of the world? Right? Huh? To act upon it? All of them are good answers. But the ultimate goal for me to get that knowledge is to get that certainty that's going to give me that power, that understanding, that peace of mind in this world. Because if I know, alhamdulillah. Isn't it the whole world is all about knowing and predicting how the market is going to do in the next second, not even actually next day? It's all about if I can predict the money, how it's going to be in the next second. Oh my God. The whole market is all about this, creating technology to get us there. They want to know the future even for a split second. Because Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ لَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. If I've known the future, I would have gotten a lot of gains out of this. So knowledge is important because give it that certainty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala associate the fitna of trying to learn with the qadr. Like no matter how much you try, at the end of the day, the input and the output are not in accordance to the law of the earth and the world. It's according to the law of Allah Azza wa Jal. No matter what you do, how much you think you know, the outcome can be different than what you expect. We're going to talk about this a little bit more, inshallah ta'ala. Again, and then we have the story of the Al-Qarnayn, the trials of might and power. The trials of might and power. All these four stories interconnected. So the people of the cave, it's a trial of faith, as you can see over here. But they were poor when they ran away from their families and their elite society. They became the poor people, right? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interconnected that with what? With the story of the man of the two gardens. He was a rich one. What does his wealth do to him? Did it make him any righteous man? Didn't do any good to him? And not just that. These faithful young people who escaped their family escaped because of what? They were chased out by their own people, oppression and aggression by the leaders, by the people. And the example of the Al-Qarnayn, just because you're powerful, it doesn't mean you are actually corrupt. Power does not corrupt you. You get corrupted. You corrupt yourself. So Allah has given a lot of examples. It's fitan. People, they pass. Some, they fail. Some, they succeed. But the trial is the same trial. You're going to be given money. Some people, they pass. They pass. Just like Dhul-Qarnayn, that money did not actually corrupt him, even though he was a powerful man. And some, they get corrupted because of this man who had two gardens. So again, the trials are the same. Our response to these trials can cause us to go corrupt or otherwise. That's a very serious matter. So don't blame the events of your life and the incident that happens to you for the crisis I go through. It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to come to this inshallah wa ta'ala right now in the next few slides. Bismillah azza wa jalla. So that's why, because Surah Al-Kahf has all these stories and all these trials and telling us and teaching us about all the fitan that you could probably go through and how you can find a solution, so definitely it is your spiritual cave. It's your spiritual cave where you can find your iman and put yourself, alhamdulillah, at ease. That's why the Prophet ﷺ says, memorize the first 10 ayahs of Surah Al-Kahf if you can. Read Surah Al-Kahf every Friday. Jama'ah, when Allah asks us to repeat, or at least the Prophet ﷺ asks us to repeat something frequently, ever thought why? Why? I mean, there has to be some reason behind that. It's not just because it's a nice, beautiful story. If you haven't figured out the story, why you're reading Surah Al-Kahf every single Friday, you better again read it again, and this time just take notes, action items.